Buck Graves, thank you.
Hey, Jerry, as a seasoned veteran, what advice do you have for Mike and Andy?
Yeah, I don't think I need to give these guys any advice. I mean, they're doing just fine. I think any advice you would give to somebody learning how to play is, and these guys hopefully would concur, that there are these levels, that these plateaus that you get to, and you just think, oh, my God, I'll never play any better than I do right now, and I can't learn, and I'm in a slump and everything, and the only thing you can do is just play. You have to just play and play and play and play until, you know, all of a sudden you realize you've gotten beyond that point, and you go, wow, you know, this really works. So that would be my advice to anybody learning how to play. And I mean, these guys are pushing it farther and farther and farther all the time, and I'm trying myself. But and so there are all of these, you know, it's just like I said before, there are so many ways to go. There's nobody that wrote the book that says you have to stop here, right? So I just, you know, I want them to keep playing, doing what they're doing, and doing great things that they're doing for the guitar.
Well, any advice for being on the road, Jerry?
Take some time off once in a while, boys. Stay home, see your family, kiss your babies when you get some. Isn't there another workshop for that?
We got it right here, man.
Play the dobro.
That's right.
Dobro's cool. And usually the guys playing the dobros are pretty nice fellas, I've found. Yeah. Wouldn't you say? Yeah. And I might add, the women that I've met that play dobro are amazing people, and just the same. I mean, I'm not trying to divide it up. It's Sally Van Meter and Cindy Cash Dollar. You know, there are so many, that's what's so cool, is there are so many great women dobro players too. So it's not limited to, the battle of the sexes is over as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to that. I mean, I've had my hat handed to me many times by Sally Van Meter, so. I've got to say that. I had to put that in there. It's a good instrument, and it takes some thinking to play it, and you can't just go bashing on it because it sounds like, you know, the drawer full of silverware thing. We're like, you like that? And that's a jam buster, isn't it?
Actually, can you show us how to do that? That's.
I've done it many times.
Everybody.
When I try to get Allison's attention, that really works. That and fix me some breakfast. Oh, I'll hear about that. We're going to get letters.
Yeah, don't forget YouTube now.
Oh, my God. I bet she's got a computer by now. Well, you know, by the old clock on the wall, folks. We're going to play you one more song and get out of here. I really appreciate you coming. I know these guys do. This is Michael Witcher.
Thanks so much.
Andy Hall.
That's Jerry Douglas, everybody.
And Mike Aldridge.
Or Mike Aldridge.
Feeling bad or something.